Community-led orientation. How to control that which cannot be controlled. A guide to network leadership. Written by Carl Johan Speak. Published in 2024 by Carlex Oy. Translated and read to audiobook by Henrik Andergaard. Chapter 1. Foreword. Ice swimmers, families with young children, CEOs, newspaper editors, dog enthusiasts, coders. Humans form networks around themselves, both unofficial and official ones. We talk of social, that is, community-oriented networks. In them, people receive help, ideas, peer support, springboards upwards, and tips regarding new and interesting networks. During my life, I have been part of several different community-oriented networks. The networks have taken shape as I have needed them. When I have wanted something that I have felt I could not attain on my own, I have started creating a network with which I have been able to advance the matter. Networks for various different interests, professional goals, hobbies, and entrepreneurship have appeared in my life. All these human networks work the same way because the contributing factor are humans themselves. In primary school, I formed friendship networks so that I could express myself and make friends, even though I didn't yet know anything about networking. In upper secondary school, I created study and hobby networks so that I could find a counterweight to my studies. During my military service, I formed support networks so that I could be able to live happily within the Army's leadership system. During my studies, I created a peer network by taking photographs and bringing people together in the nightlife. My career was headed towards the IT field, where people worked in networked and community-oriented ways. As my career progressed, I started to understand how important it is to give people responsibility and power, because then people become motivated by what they are doing. Having acted in networks for over 3 decades, I wanted to write a book about how networks are led and what they consist of. Chapter 2. Introduction. Leading a network means that you influence what people do despite not having the title of leader nor even necessarily being the most experienced person in the group. Leading a network requires taking others into consideration, doing favors, acting as adjudicator, honesty, and an attitude that others can identify with and trust. Leading a network exposes the person to critique because leadership cannot be performed from the shadows. The position of network leader can also easily be lost if one tries to lead the network by manipulation and a sanctimonious attitude. In this book, I present how to build and maintain various networks. It is essential to recognize people's differences and differing desires to please others. Networks can consist of similar people, but the most efficient networks are those that are diverse, consisting of people different from each other and people from various different backgrounds. In a network, you utilize the skills of all the members towards a shared goal. Networks should feature openness so that the network doesn't start resembling traditional leadership and giving orders. Information needs to be available to everyone in the network. If it isn't, the leader of the network should create such conventions with which information can easily be found when needed, and thus the information won't be hidden away with just a small group of people. When activities are open and safe, everyone has a chance to improve themselves. Development of a network happens via forerunners and guiding others, that is, orientating people. If information doesn't flow in the network, the activities of the network slow down and soon cease entirely. A network is based on communication. One should be able to measure and assess the activities of a network so that it can be developed. In a network, functions cannot be centralized, but rather everyone should be given the opportunity to influence everything. When everyone has access to the network's information and is connected to the other members, everyone can develop the network's activities in the desired direction.